All kinds of neat music in that set. To run it down for you quickly, we started off with music from Danu, a track called Pots and Kettles. Oh, it's off of an album called When All Is Said and Done. Then the last cut that we heard is called The Whistler at the Wake, along with The Old Flail and The Butcher's March, three tunes by a duo that's new music, actually. The duo is called Caitlin and Kieran, and that is both the name of the group and the title of their debut album. Sandwiched in between there, we heard some really beautiful and mystical music. It's a cut called Under the Greenwood. It's from an album by Anuna, which is now about 20 years old. Anuna gained fame as the choral group in the very first Riverdance program, and the liner notes on Under the Greenwood are so compelling that I'm going to do something I almost never do and read them to you. It says, this song is made up of two texts. Firstly, Ad Timoreum, also called Faith Fida, the deer's cry. It dates from the 8th century and is reputedly a version of St. Patrick's Lorica, or Prayer in Search of Protection. In legend, Patrick recited this work, which is full of fantastical natural imagery, in order to evade his pagan enemies. He and his followers were transformed into a herd of deer and escaped ambush. The second text, Under the Greenwood, dates from the 8th or 9th century, and then the liner notes give a translation. A hedge of trees surrounds me, a blackbird's lay sings to me, above my lined booklet the trilling birds chant to me. In a gray mantle from the top of bushes, the cuckoo sings, may the Lord shield me, well do I write under the greenwood. So just very interesting stuff there, and the kind of thing that is a gem that occasionally gets unearthed from out of our musical library here at KGNU. If you don't know, you're listening to Schultegale, music from around the Celtic world. On KGNU, we have a ticket giveaway, and coming up in just a couple minutes, we have an interview with the lead soprano for the program An Irish Christmas, which is coming to the Paramount Theatre on December 2nd, and the night before at the Pikes Peak Theater in Colorado Springs on December 1st. So we'll be learning much more about that as well. Let's go ahead and have a little music from Ali Bain on KGNU. Music there from Ali Bain, and we have on the phone with us, coming to us from California, a woman with the wonderfully felicitous name of Coral Aker. Coral, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
It's wonderful to have you with us. And I was just telling our listeners a moment or two ago, you are the principal soprano with the vocal ensemble of An Irish Christmas, which is going to be at the Paramount Theater in Denver on December 2nd.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And I was just taking a look. You are just about ready to embark on the tour, I think, in the next couple of days. Is that true?
We are. We fly out Tuesday morning. I am actually, as we are speaking, sitting outside our rehearsal space as I'm about to go in for a rehearsal.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. For those of our listeners who have not seen An Irish Christmas, give us a sense of what we're going to see and hear and feel at the Paramount Theater in Denver on the 2nd and at the Pikes Peak Center in Colorado Springs the night before.
Well, I think that the most important thing about the show is there's so much joy and love that goes into every show. All of our performers have been in the show for many years, and we're all really good friends. So we like to think of it as our own little Irish Christmas family. So we all get to come and hang out and do what we love every year. There are three female singers. We have Irish musicians, and we have an Irish dance troupe. We have about four male dancers and six female dancers. So there's a lot of really fun things that can happen on the stage between the musicians, the singers, and the dancers. It's a whole lot of fun. There's a lot of crowd interaction. We totally encourage the crowd to sing along with the songs, participate as much as possible. It's a lot of fun.
So if I get up and start dancing in the aisles, you won't be put off?
I think we would... We would probably start to giggle, but
yes,
more power to you.
I'm sure you would, as a matter of fact. Oh, so tell me how you came to be involved with the show and how the show came together in the first place, the history of the company and all of that.
Well, this is my third year with the show. I found them about the month I moved down to California. I moved here from Oregon, and you know what? It was just one of those things that's luck. I was in the right place at the right time. I met Margaret O'Carroll, our fabulous director, and, you know, we just hit it off right off the bat. There is a certain family aspect that goes into the show, and, you know, when you find someone that's right for the show, we all just kind of know it. The show started quite a few years ago. We've only started touring recently. The first year I started with the show, we had about 14 shows. And last year we had 36, and we have about the same this year. So it's definitely been growing, and we've been expanding our audiences, and we are just loving every second of it.
So where is home to the company? Are you in Southern California?
We are. Our home base is out of Los Angeles. A lot of our dancers are local to the Los Angeles area. Some of our instrumentalists are from Oregon, as well as Chicago and Georgia. But, you know, it's pretty much everyone has a connection to L.A.
Our guest is Coral Aker. She is the principal soprano with the An Irish Christmas, which is going to be at the Paramount Theater on December 2nd. I'm wondering what percentage, you mentioned that you are from Oregon originally, what percentage of the company are from Ireland or have deep roots in Ireland that where they bring that to the company as well?
You know, our button accordion player is from Ireland, as well as our director. And a lot of our cast members have Irish in them. I'm actually part Irish. I've never been to Ireland, but but I am Irish. So, yeah, we do have a couple. I mean, it fluctuates through the years how many people that have moved here from Ireland are actually in the show. But this year, I think we have about two.
So tell us a little bit about, is there a highlight, a particular part of the show, either one. Well, let's do it both ways. A particular part of the show where you are featured that you like best, mm-hmm. and also a part of the show in which you're not featured, which absolutely speaks to you. What are your favorites?
You know, I have a favorite dance every year. It's the Bowron dance between our Bowron player and our dancers. They have a little dance off, and it is just a fabulous. It's a fabulous number every single time. It's one of the singer's favorite numbers, where we're kind of on side of the stage and we watch it every single night because it just shows all of these fabulous talents that our dancers have. We have an incredible dance troupe this year, and I know that this dance is just going to be so much better. I mean, it gets better and better every year, and I honestly, I don't know how it gets better every year, but it does. So, I mean, it's a real, real pleasure for audiences who have seen the show year after year just to see it grow. That would be my favorite dance number. I love Bella Isakova's, she's our fiddle player, and she has a featured song where she solos in it, and it's just fantastic. The crowd loves it. They always start clapping and hoot and hollering with her as she's playing along. For the singers, I really like Silent Night. We have a Silent Night where we come out and we sing the Gaelic version, the English version, and then we have our audience join in and sing with us. And it's just, it's a nice moment to have with the audience every single night. I mean, the lights kind of go up and you get to see the audience faces and really interact with them. And it's a really good moment every single night.
And how large is the company?
There are about, let's see, I would say about 25 performers this year, if I had to just pick the number off the top of my head. I mean, it grows and grows every year, and it just started as a small family, and now it's grown to what it is today.
You are really barnstorming and going coast to coast. I know that you start, I think, in Northern California. You come through Colorado. You are over on the East Coast and Kentucky, and then all the way down to Florida, right? Which is, I think, where you end up just before Christmas itself.
Yes, you are correct. How, yes, our last performance is going to be in Fort Lauderdale.
How on earth do you keep up the energy to tour like that, barnstorming every night, breaking down sets, getting set up again, and I imagine occasionally with new theaters, new stages, needing a run-through or at least some sort of familiarization, it sounds like a very intense month.
You know what? It is a very intense month, but luckily I get to perform with my friends who help each other out through this time. And it's really fun. Honestly, we're getting to do what we love night after night and share this incredible show with so many different people. And we have a meet and greet afterwards where it makes everything worth it. We get to hear all of the stories from all of our audience members when they come up to us and tell us, you know, that, they knew this song from that we sang on stage from when they were a little girl. And it's just fantastic. And that kind of keeps the adrenaline moving through the entire time. Of course, there's a lot of coffee involved, but definitely we get a lot of our energy from the audience members.
Well, I have one last question, and then I'm going to thank you. And that is, have you got your Christmas shopping done yet?
You know what? I have. I have all of my gifts done, and I've sent them home already so I can wrap them on Christmas Eve when I get home.
Good for you. Our guest has been Coral Akers. She is the principal soprano with the vocal ensemble of An Irish Christmas, which is going to be at the Paramount Theater December 1st, at the Pikes Peak Center December 2nd at the Paramount, and their tour kicks off in the next week, I think a week from today. And
I believe you can get your tickets at altitudetickets.com.
That's what I wanted to know. Thank you very much. Tickets at altitudetickets.com. And I'll ask you just one last question before you go. And that is, with a company like that, with people with all kinds of different backgrounds, I'm assuming that it's the Christmas spirit that gets you through any tense moments while you're on the road. True?
It definitely is. There is the Christmas spirit is along with us, and it is fantastic.
Great. Coral, thank you so much. A pleasure to have you with us, and break not just one, but both legs.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Very charming young woman, Coral Aker from An Irish Christmas, going to be at the Paramount Theater on December 2nd. And as she mentioned, Altitude Tickets and the Paramount Theater are where you can find your way into that performance in Denver on December 2nd. Let's go ahead and get back into music. We're going to be giving away, speaking of theater, we're going to be giving away in a few minutes a pair of tickets, paper tickets, to the Upstart Crow Theater's presentation of Deirdre of the Sorrows. It is a play by John Millington Synge. It is at the Dairy Center, and I'll tell you more about it, but I just kind of wanted to whet your appetite for that as well. And let's go ahead and get back into music with the Battlefield Band on KGNU.
Have I worked on farms and frae and start? The muckle horses won my heart. We big broad backs, they proudly stand, the uncrowned kings o'er the land. And yet for a' their power and strength, they're as gentle as a summer's wind. So steady, boys, walk on. The work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields, the horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home, so steady, boys, walk on. Now you'll hear men sing their songs of praise, of Arab stallions in a race, or hunters that fly away the hounds to chase the fox and run him down. But none of them compare, I vow, to a working pair that pulls a plough. So steady, boys, walk on. Your work is nearly done. No more mule till or plough the fields, the horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home, so steady, boys, walk on. And all the years I've plied my trade, and all the fields we've ploughed and laid, I never thought I'd see the time when a Clydesdale's work would ever end. But progress runs its driven course, and tractors here the horse. So steady, boys, walk on. The work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields, the horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home, so steady, boys, walk on. we head back, we're friends of life, the road to be there one last time. For none of them would want to miss the chance to see us pass like this. They'll say they saw in years to come the muckle horses' last trip home. So the steady boys walk on. Their work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields. The horses' day is gone. And this will be your last trip home. So steady boys walk on. Your work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields. The horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home. So steady boys walk on.
Music there from the Battlefield Band and the wonderful voice of Davy Steele. The Last Trip Home is the name of that. And I just love the way he says the muckle horses, muckle meaning great big draft horses. And when I hear that, the word muckle is so descriptive. It seems so evocative of the size and the heft of a big draft horse, so much better than saying a big horse or a great horse. It's a muckle horse. Off of a Battlefield Band album called Leaving Friday Harbor, which is a jewel of an album. And Davy Steele passed on not long after that album was released. I think he may have had one other album very shortly after Leaving Friday Harbor came out, and then left us. But a great legacy and a great couple of songs. There's another wonderful song on the album about staying up late and playing in a pub after everyone's gone home when the band continues to play. It's called One More Chorus. But great music there from the Battlefield Band. It is time, if you are in the mood, to take in some theater. Deirdre of the Sorrows is a three-act play written by Irish playwright John Millington Synge. It's based on Irish mythology and, in particular, the myths concerning Deirdre and Concobar. The Upstart Crow Theater is a Boulder-based acting ensemble, and they are presenting the play on Thursday, December 3rd, on Fridays beginning this coming Friday, day after tomorrow, November 11th through December 4th, Saturdays, the 21st of November, and I believe also the Saturday following Thanksgiving, and again on December 5th, and on Sunday, November 29th. These are hard tickets, and we ask that you be a KGNU listener member, that you haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days. We need to share the wealth. And if you're not a KGNU listener member, of course, you can become one in the process of garnering the tickets. And since they're hard tickets, you can either pick them up at KGNU's Boulder Studios or have them mailed to you. And you need to be the 1, 2, 3 fourth caller, the fourth caller at 303-442-4242. That's 303-442-4242. And while we find out if there are folks calling, we'll invite you to listen to music from Karen Casey and John Doyle. It's off of an album called Exile's Return.
Bright red is the sun on the waves of Lough kylen. Hung a cool, gentle breeze o'er the mountains are stealing. Moored fair brownly islets and the small ribbons play. Moored fairer the lollies, the flower of name. Her hair is like light and her eyes like green morning. She trips o'er the heather as if it's touch scorning. But her heart and her lips are as mild as May day. Young Eileen McMahon is love flower of a day. Who down the hillside like a white deer runs beaten. And to one that fiery young gay. The darling and pride of love flower of a name. One kiss and one glass and one wild look of gladness. But why does it change all of a sudden to sadness? He has told his sad fortune, he can no longer stay. He must leave his poor Eileen. Strong hand of tyranny, well, it drove him from Ireland. He joins the brigade in the wars far away. But he vows he'll return to the flower of May. On the slopes of Lyut. cloisters of eaves our banner is swinging, and by it a pale weeping maiden is praying that flags the sole trophy of Ramalli's frame. This nun is poor Eily, the flower of Inay.
Shoulta Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502. And thanks very much to everyone who called in on our ticket giveaway. Paula from Morrison was our fourth caller, and she'll be going to the Upstart Crow Theater's presentation of Deirdre of the Sorrows. And it really sounds like a terrific show, and I'm going to be going myself. I'm very interested to see the play performed. So yet another fabulous thing to be doing. We heard, as we started the ticket giveaway, that song right there from the album Exile's Return, Karen Casey and John Doyle. It's called The Flower of Finney. Music, more music from Capercaillie, and also music from Golden Bough coming up in this next set. And we are powering into, hard to believe, but one of the last shows on Shoulta Gael in the month of November, and then we slip into the season of Yule in December. And we've got some great programming coming up, a couple of very fun programs, including some in-studio vocal music from a local group, which involves our good friend Roger Hara, who is going to be telling us a little bit about his group and the wonderful music that they make, and always Christmas surprises. It's a marvelous season of the year with the turning of the year and the Celtic celebration of Yule, the frosty weather, and Earth itself sleeping. Just a magical time, and the short sunny days and the long chilly nights are a marvelous time to invest yourself in the power of storytelling and the power of sharing company with other people. It's a grand time to unplug yourself and begin to reconnect with other people, and a great way to start off the new year. So we'll kind of leave you with that that thought as we are now in the darker turning of the year. So marvelous way to view it as a time of renewal and getting ready for spring, which itself is not that far away. The 21st of December, of course, is midwinter's night, and then the days begin to lengthen. So winter is here in Colorado, a joyous season, and surprisingly, a fairly short season. At least it can be with the right attitude. So with that, music from Capercaillie, you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver.
And we'll dream of the wild.
From my dream I wake. Just one wish I have to make. If I hold you again in these arms when the war is over, will you stay when the war is over? For a lifetime and then, until the world begins again. Well, now I know it's the price of fire to love you like I do in these chains. With the pleasure and the pain, it's nothing more than the price of fire to feel so good and so free.
So free.
I touch the flame and I can't look away. My world is turning in your hand. The skies are burning. Now I'm sure I've made my choice. Take this heart where you will, and we'll be gone with the wild horses. Just you and me and the wild horses. And now I know it's the price of fire to love you like I do in these chains. With the pleasure and the pain, it's nothing more than the price of fire to feel so good and so free. I touch the flame and I can't look away.
Der Frau nach Haun war Haar, Kind war ja dir, Kind war ja dir. Ihr Lui war eure Nebelmat, Kreuz hau ja dir, Kreuz hau ja dir. Begann uns her ein Boden mit, Se hoch am Lalli und dir und hit. Begann nur der Profui gegit, Herr Boden Guy, Herr Boden Guy, a found a hand in a year, am Guy Jehovah Maureen. Mel dich, mel dir, not have a deal. In queer red high, in queer red high. My head on Dorden bar of Come, 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 will ye come, neath all the skies of Gary Ron. My not white bride, the callow grown, mem callow clear, mem callow clear. Oh, I'm in calf, I long the bay, their god on air is planted air. Till thorn my care, I love thee. Pam there, my dear, pam there, my dear.
When I was young and in my prime, and could wander wild and free, there was always a longing in my mind to follow the call of the sea. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Greenore, and I'll think of you both day and night, until I return once more, until I return once more. On all of the stormy seven seas I have sailed before the mast, and on every voyage I ever made I swore it would be my last. But I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Greenore, and I'll think of you both day and night, until I return once more, until I return once more. And I had a girl called Mary Doyle, and she lived in Greenore, and the foremost thought that was in her mind was to keep me safe on shore. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Greenore, and I'll think of you both day and night, until I return once more, until I return once more. Now the landsman's life is all his own, he can go or he can stay, but when the sea gets in your blood, when she calls you must obey. And I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Greenore, and I'll think of you both day and night, until I return once more, until I return once more.
Music from Tommy Makem off of one of his very last CDs called the Tommy Makem Song Bag. It's called Farewell to Carlingford. Before that, music from Golden Bough, Ellen Vannon, the Eriske Love Song, and Gentle Maiden, a set of tunes from Golden Bough, a Celtic group out of Texas that's been around just forever. Prior to that, music from Wales, traditional music from Celtic Wales, and Dyffryn Dyffryn is the title of that, choral music from Wales with its grand choral tradition. Parti Gad is the name of the ensemble that sang, and the title means let us awake or awake awake in the Celtic language, Welsh, the Welsh language. And we let off that set with The Price of Fire by Capper Cayley. It's off of an album called To the Moon. It is 8 o'clock in the Rocky Mountain West. George is in studio. Musica Mundi is up next. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online all around the world at kgnu.org. Thank you.